Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, thanks for joining us this morning. Happy New Year. I'm Chrissy Mernon. My guests are Cody Robertson. He is the CEO and founder of Army Bass Anglers, and Diane Nemechek. She is with Folds of Honor, and they have something coming up. The San Antonio Boat Show is coming up on Thursday. It's always a big deal. And Cody, you're involved with the Army Bass Anglers at the boat show, and what you do benefits Diane's organization, Folds of Honor, correct?
Yeah, to an extent. We got that pretty close. We're doing the San Antonio Boat Show the 4th through the 7th, and then while we're there, we raise awareness for organizations like Folds of Honor through another organization called Patriot Sporting Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
They put on an event called Lunkers, Bunkers, and Clays, and the benefactor is Folds of Honor. So we use the San Antonio Boat Show as a great opportunity to drive more people to participate in that event and raise awareness for those guys all at the same time.
Okay, so what's your background? How did you get involved with Army Bass Anglers? You're the CEO and founder, so you love to fish?
Love to fish, love to hunt, and anything in the outdoors. Retired military, 23 years of service as a plans, operations, and intelligence officer. And then during my service, I was working on some graduate work and realized there wasn't really an area out there, or I guess a field or a niche, if you will, for our service members in the outdoors. And this was 14 years ago. And now it's everywhere. And we like to think that we were part of the pioneers that started that process. But now we're the largest military fishing organization in the United States. And we go all across the country. We have our own national television show on the World Fishing Network. And we do about 24 different events of the year, of which one of those is Folds of Honor and Patriot Challenges, Lunkers, Bunkers, and Clays. And we help them raise the funds and awareness they need to do the great things that they do for our service members and their families.
So 14 years ago, tell me how you got started and the benefits of it.
Well, I'll keep that short because that's a long story. But
we have 30 minutes. Yeah,
trying to keep it somewhat short, I was doing graduate work. And then while I was writing that paper, we had to write on a particular company. And so I was writing on Southwest Airlines, and then it kind of bled into, you know, what's your interests? And mine was always in hunting and fishing. And the more I dug into it, the more I realized there was nothing for our service members out there. And this is just after the war had started. So we weren't really dealing with the whole PTSD and TBI issues that we're dealing with now. This was completely new. So when we came back, I was here at Fort Sam Houston, and it was my opportunity to finally start fishing and do what I wanted to do. That led me to meeting a guy named Don Bailey. We became partners. I kind of pitched some of my ideas to him, fishing Calaveras Lake. And next thing you know, we're fishing together in major tournaments across the country. Then we were approached by the Returning Heroes Home here in San Antonio over at Fort Sam Houston. They were in the process of just starting to raise the money to build the Warrior and Family Support Center, and they needed significant help. They asked us if there was a way we could help them, and I said, sure, wrap the boat. So they wrapped our boat, and they were like, what's that going to do? Well, we took the boat to the San Antonio Boat Show, so this has come full circle. And we literally raised, I think, that one particular show, we raised almost $5,000 for them at the boat show, just telling people about the mission and what they were going to do. And of course, we turned over all the funds to them, and that kind of led to everything else. So we took the boat. Me and Don had recently qualified for the Fishers of Men National Championships down in Atchafalaya Basin in Louisiana. And we took the boat down there, and literally hundreds and hundreds of people saw the boat wrapped in Returning Heroes Home, wanted to know more about it. We were handed out brochures. Those turned into corporate donations, which turned into thousands and thousands of dollars more. Then more people wanted to be a part of what we were doing and helping them. So then it turned into, well, how do we create a membership? How do we create programs? And so that's kind of how it was all birthed. And then once we helped them raise their $4.2 million, then other nonprofits, word spreads really fast that you have that kind of capability. Then that led to Warrior Canine Connection. That led to Heroes on the Water, which is the largest kayaking organization now. And then just over the years, and now we've partnered with Folds of Honor. And I don't want to steal her thunder, but they're going to be handing her a really big check here in a, I believe on Wednesday at the Skeeter Factory, which is one of our corporate partners. So I'm excited for them. I mean, this just comes all full circle again. And here we are coming back to the San Antonio Boat Show where it all started. And we're getting to help another great nonprofit do the incredible things that they do. And I'm not going to say what they do because I don't want to steal her thunder, but that's
okay, well,
how it all started.
That is so neat. Well, I'll ask Diane how it started for you, Folds of Honor. And what is Folds of Honor for people not familiar with it, please?
Folds of Honor is a nonprofit that was established in 2007 by Major Dan Rooney. He's an F-16 pilot and PGA professional who had already done a couple of tours of duty and upon returning witnessed the other side of war for the very first time. And he was on a flight from Chicago heading home and witnessed a young boy and his family receiving the remains of their fallen hero and this young four-year-old boy's father home. And it was an emotional moment for him, to say the least. He completely felt compelled to do something to help this young man who would never, ever have the opportunity to throw a baseball with his father, to go fishing with his father. You know, just to do the normal things. And as a father himself, Dan just felt compelled to do something to reach out to that family. And within a couple of months, he hosted the very first Patriot Golf Day weekend, raised $8,013 for that young boy. And that was our very first scholarship recipient. And from 2007 to this day and age, we have awarded over 16,000 scholarships to deserving dependents of those who have been killed or wounded while serving this great nation. And our mission is very simple. It's singular. We want to help honor the sacrifice of those that serve by educating their legacy. And together with people like Cody and others who jump on board to become proud wingmen to support our mission, we're able to do just that. And as Cody mentioned, everything comes full circle. Folds of Honor, we have worked tirelessly to ensure that we recruit wingmen on a daily basis, people who want to help in some capacity to ensure that we're able to do the things that we need to do to give these children and spouses an opportunity to receive an education at the school of their choice without having to take on that heavy burden. We all know the rising cost of tuition is astronomical, and it's a little overwhelming for these families who sometimes are moving across the country, may not have in-state tuition, may want to return to a place that they consider home because mom and dad lived there for so long. And to be able to help give that opportunity for these children and spouses to go and seek their educational dreams, it's something that is paramount. It's of utmost importance. And with our one singular mission of being education, it's the driving force behind everything that we do. And, you know, Cody talks about the power of a simple boat wrap. We had our boat. We partnered with a great company. And all of these things come full circle from there. We had this beautiful boat wrapped. My husband went out and was with a partner. And we happened to stay in this little bed and breakfast in Lake Fork out in Texas. And some gentleman came out, the owner of the bed and breakfast, and asked some questions about the boat wrap and asked who Folds of Honor was. And from there, the story was shared. And my husband and I created this amazing concept called Lunkers and Bunkers several years ago. And we never could really quite make it come to fruition. And by this moment of synchronicity, as our founder likes to refer to, it's one of his favorite terms, we had this amazing Patriot meet my husband and his fishing partner. And they decided they wanted to take that on and help us create our very first Lunkers and Bunkers event. And from there, it expanded. Lunkers, Bunkers, and Clays. We made a Patriot Sporting Challenge out of it. And as Cody mentioned, thanks to their support and their sponsorship, which inevitably led to our number one supporter, which was a great boat company, we will be hosting our very first check presentation, and we're proud to say we've raised over $100,000.
Which is incredible because, amazing. You know, to raise any money, it's very difficult to raise
getting
money,
more and more
you know,
difficult.
because people are stressed to the max. But there are so many generous people. Aren't you finding that?
Absolutely. And avid outdoorsmen, and it gives them something. I mean, they're out doing something with a purpose and at the same time enjoying something that can be rehabilitating, it can be therapeutic, it can be something that helps them with various things, with coping mechanisms from PTSD or anything that helps them. They may be disabled in some capacity. And to me, to be able to go out there and enjoy this great sport of fishing and to be able to know that a portion of what they're doing is giving back and to raise that kind of money in year one. And that's without it completely selling out. That's without us doing everything that we had hoped, but we did have a natural disaster. And unfortunately, with a hurricane, that kind of puts a little damper in some
in
of the things that you're hoping
yeah,
to do. And it's
really,
a domino effect.
It's really affected
but
stuff.
But to know
yeah,
we
uh-huh.
could still raise that kind of money.
In spite of, yeah.
Amazing.
And this is your first year, so you're gonna grow and get bigger and huge.
Absolutely. Well,
that's the intent.
The dream.
Yeah.
The dream is to make it one of those things where it's the place that everybody wants to be on an annual basis. And for a small community to be able to pull out what they did, I mean, we just can't speak highly enough of what everybody was able to do. And it just shows the great American spirit of each and every patriot that not only comes out to support, but even those that wanted to be there but couldn't, they still participated in some capacity, whether it was with a donation or a sponsorship, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And the awareness factor is very, very key. And to ensure that everybody understands that there's more than one way to contribute. Mm-hmm. Is even bigger.
So, Diane, how did you get involved with Folds of Honor? What's your background?
My husband is dear friends with our founder, Major Dan Rooney, and they grew up together in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and their parents taught together at Oklahoma State. And we fast forward several years. My husband went off to college at the Air Force Academy, and Dan went off and was playing golf at KU. And we look in our backyard one day, and there's Dan training to become an F-16 pilot at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona. And we just thought, wow, this is great. And I remember just having this amazing moment of, wow, there's somebody, this military family really is much smaller than we believe it is. It's such a large, large community throughout our military. But it seems every time you turn around, you find somebody that you've come to know or have known or that knows somebody through somebody. It's just this amazing family, for lack of a better term. And you know, at that point in time, they were just having a good time, enjoying military life. And we fast forward a couple of years, and that's when Dan witnessed this other side of war. And so on his own, with the assistance of his wife, they founded the Folds of Honor out of their garage in Oklahoma. And fast forward to what it's become today. And I'm just so honored to be a part of it. In the early stages, it was just calling courses, trying to get people to adopt Patriot Golf Day and bring some awareness to what the Folds of Honor actually was. And here I am today, full time and enjoying it on a
yeah, what
daily.
Is your job and what exactly do you do?
I am a regional development manager for the Folds of Honor, and my territory includes Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, plus North and South Carolina.
That's a huge area. But, you know, doesn't Texas have don't we have one of the largest military communities in the United States in Texas?
Yes, because of Fort Hood, Fort Sam Houston, Fort Bliss, and that's just your Army installations. You get into the Air Force installations, and then you get into the reserve community as well, and the National Guard. Texas is one of your largest state, actually the largest state in the Union. In terms of military population and installations.
You cover a lot of people. I mean, you've got a huge area and a whole lot of people that are affected by this.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, the need is great and it's rising. And so are the educational expenses. So to be able to be a part of something that can help give back to those, and myself as the mother of three recipients, it's an amazing moment to know that you're helping fuel the educational goals of these brilliant dependents and of our servicemen and women,
because they've had a huge blow in their life to lose the abilities of their breadwinner, or to totally lose them I mean, that's a lifelong impact on them.
Absolutely. It truly is. And oftentimes, I mean, as a military spouse, I can say there is no greater honor than being a part of this wonderful community that we live in, this military community. But some of our biggest heroes never don that uniform. They're able to be impactful in another capacity, and that is with time, talent, and treasure. And through the generous contributions of those, they're able to help give back and honor our men and women in uniform and their families. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, I mean, it's just, it's a very big footprint, and we can help put some sort, make some sort of impact within that community and within our military families. That's our number one goal.
How can people help you? Because you mentioned time, treasure, and talent.
Sure. Well, there are Patriot Golf Day facilities all across the country. We also have outdoor challenges such as Lunkers and Bunkers, which grew into Lunkers, Bunkers, and Clays and the Patriot Sporting Challenge. And there's also a Wingman campaign. They can visit www.foldsofhonor.org. They can sign up to become a wingman, donate $13 a month, and that helps us fuel those educational goals. They can also volunteer at any one of our outdoor facilities where we host events. They can go to the Contact Me site and they can look up somebody in their region. They can get my own personal information and reach out to me on various ways to help, not just in San Antonio, but throughout Texas and even throughout the United States.
Mm-hmm. Patriot Day golf courses, what are those?
Those are registered facilities. When you go to our website, you will be able to click on Patriot Golf Day and there will be a pull-down menu. You can put in your zip code and whatever mile radius you're willing to travel. But over Labor Day weekend on an annual basis, we host what is universally known, widely known as Patriot Golf Day weekend. And most facilities will donate at least a dollar, if not all, of the greens fees that come in from that weekend. We also have facility managers, PGA professionals, and just average wingmen that are inspired to go do something. And they will host a Patriot Golf Day weekend at their facility. And it doesn't have to be Labor Day weekend. That's just our universally recognized time frame. But here in Texas, again, we have some amazing events that take place just through the great sport of golf. We have the veteran that takes place every year leading up to Veterans Day, and that's right there in Houston, Texas. We have a challenge here in San Antonio. We have an amazing gentleman that puts one on, and Sean and his team do a dynamic job ensuring that people in this great area are able to participate in golf. And we have the McIntosh, which is a memorial event out in Houston as well. So the great state of Texas does so much to support. And right here in Military City, USA, I mean, it's just, it's amazing what is able to take place. And from all of those that contribute to that Heroes Classic just right here in San Antonio, it's full circle.
So that's the fundraising and the side coming in. Tell me about the output when you award those scholarships to these young people.
Oh, goodness. There's really no words to quite put into the emotion behind all of that. These are families that, as you mentioned, they have been impacted in some capacity. And we have Gold Star families who have lost their loved one. And then we have families of those that have been wounded or disabled while serving. And to me, just the overall appreciation and support and recognition and just genuine, just gratefulness. And they're so thankful to be able to have these scholarships, to be a part of those presentations is over the top. And to be able to see what these families are doing and how they're inspiring others. Here in San Antonio, we have several Gold Star families who have been affected. And one of our first Gold Star families, she was left with five children to raise. That's overwhelming.
I can't even imagine because, you know, you're usually a young woman. You've had a military life that is all gone now, or it's different.
Very, very different. And the adjustment period for anybody, I'm not really quite sure that ever comes full circle. I don't know how I can't imagine trying to, quote, adjust, for lack of a better term, to a loss like that. Just the magnitude of everything from raising your children to trying to carry on to comprehend how and the why. And of course, we all have our faith that we can rely on. But even in those moments, it's that internal struggle of the why and the how, and what are we going to do from here? And oftentimes, you know, the children might need a smaller class size, an environment tailored more to them being able to help overcome these challenges. So if we can help educate these young children, help through the grief process, and help these spouses take care of those financial obligations, then that's something that we're here to try to do.
Because those spouses do get hit with a lot at a time when they have to be the strong person.
Absolutely.
And they're shattered as well.
Absolutely.
And a lady with five children, so you've got six people that are suffering.
Absolutely.
And
that's just one example. We have another Gold Star spouse here who has two young girls at home. And, you know, those are just two isolated situations of thousands. And sadly, that's, you know, a real issue that we face.
Mm-hmm.
And the men and women that put on that uniform and don that uniform each and every day to go out and defend this great nation, they do so knowing full well that there is that possibility, that they are willing to lay their life on the line for their brothers and sisters and those at home, and to preserve and protect the liberties that we each hold dear. But even with that in mind, nothing prepares a spouse, a friend, a neighbor, a mother, a brother or a sister. Nothing can prepare anybody for the full realization and that reality that they could lay it all down for each of us.
You mentioned we're Military City USA. So obviously, you know, you see a lot of support for military here in San Antonio. Is it the same way around the country as you do your events around the country? Do you see the same gratitude?
I would say yes. We do about 24 to 30 different events across the country. And what we found out through the events is that the outdoors community as a demographic is extremely patriotic. And when they come to these venues, they want to share not only their own story, but they want to hear why we're there and who we're helping. And they want to find out all about them. And the more that we stand there talking and visiting, like at the San Antonio Boat Show, next thing you know, they're whipping out their wallets and they want, how do I help? Who do I contact? Where do I go? How can I get involved? And then that's where we help facilitate that process. So huge outpour of support from the outdoors communities. And, you know, Patriot Sporting Challenge is a perfect example. They show up, stay at this awesome little thing, you know, this facility that they had. And bed and breakfast, I believe it was.
At Lake Fork?
Yeah, at Lake Fork in Emory, Texas. And turns in, I mean, it's another perfect example of the outdoors community. And then we try to facilitate those events at regionally located towards military installations. So we try to make sure that, you know, we're not out here in Timbuktu trying to raise awareness. We know where our community is. We know where our demographic is. And so we try to link the two together. And when we do, great things happen, and she's headed up to get a huge check from our outdoor community, specifically Skeeter Boats, which is huge in the outdoor industry. And I know they're going to be super appreciative. And it's to thanks of, you know, guys like, you know, from Patriot Sporting Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
They had huge hearts. They heard the story, and they opened up their pocketbook. And more importantly, they opened up their resources and their own personal time to get involved. So the outpour of support is tremendous from the outdoor community.
You know, you hear that. You hear it a lot. I appreciate your service. That is something that really puts that phrase into action.
It truly is. And you know, as Cody mentioned, it just takes that one moment for somebody to say, I can or I will. And that's how all of our golf events come to be. We have people, and we even have chapters all across the country. Folds of Honor is based out of Owosso, Oklahoma. A small organization that grew thanks to the generous contributions of donors and partners who wanted to make this happen for us. And we have chapters in Chicago, in Minnesota, in Arizona, California, Nashville, Tennessee, Florida. And these are all just generous wingmen who volunteer their time. Some have a relationship or a background or military history, and some do not. They just want to give in some capacity. And to be able to do something with the great outdoors, whether it's fishing, recreational boating, kayaking, as you mentioned, golf, anything that can help get people out and active and doing something that they love while also supporting a great cause, I mean, that's just an overall win, if you ask me.
Our guest this morning, Diane Nemechek. She is with Folds of Honor, and Cody Robertson. He is the CEO and founder of Army Bass Anglers. And I'll ask you, who taught you to fish? When did you start fishing?
I started fishing when I was about 5 years old.
You could hold a pole.
The first pictures I have of me fishing, it's a really goofy story, but I was bitten by a bobcat when I was really young.
Oh my, where?
I was attacked by a bobcat. It had rabies. So I had to go to the hospital. I had to go through the rabies protocol when I was little. My parents thought I was going to croak. And so they took me fishing at a pond in Arlington, Texas. And that's the first photos I have of me fishing. and I had caught a catfish, me and my brother. And then from there, you know, I made it through that, obviously. But my dad took me fishing my whole life. Matter of fact, he used to wake me up before school, and we would go fishing, and then he'd bring me back. Mom would take me to school. And so I fished my whole life all the way through high school into college. I can even remember showing up to college baseball practices late because I was on them. I was catching them. So it was a priority in my life, my whole life. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, when I joined the military, I continued to fish. And it wasn't until I came back from Iraq the first time that kind of had this, I guess, a flash, if you will, of thoughts of things I hadn't done. And one of them was to start fishing. I had no idea that God's plan was I was going to start fishing and I was going to help great organizations like this and facilitate them to be able to come in and share their stories and be on national television and all those. I had no clue. And he just started surrounding me with all the right people and opportunities. And we took that and kind of basically acted as a conduit to allow them to do it. But I'd been fishing my whole life and it just turned into something fun and I enjoy it.
So, you know, what do you get out of fishing? And then with the Army Bass Anglers, what do you see others get?
Well, in the Army Bass Anglers, we link service members together. So we'll bring service members from all across the country. They participate in other events like Fishing for Freedom, or they connect with other service members. That's kind of one of the things that was missing in the outdoor industry. If I'm at Fort Sam Houston and I'm on my way to Fort Hood, Texas, and I've got a couple of days to kill while I'm there, there's nothing to do for a service member except go out and either get in trouble, go to a movie, be bored, whatever, stay in my, you know, my hotel. Well, now they can link up with another service member in the outdoors and they meet them at the ramps and they go fishing. They have a great time. So now we've got this huge community. It doesn't matter if you're in Florida or if you're in Washington State. They'll reach out in a private forum that we call Base Camp. It's kind of like our headquarters operation. One guy says, I'm on my way here. Next guy's meeting him at the ramp, and they're taking him fishing and just connecting with each other. And then there's also a prayer forum in there. If service members are going through a lot, you know, we've got probably one of the highest suicidal rates that's out there, unfortunately. Well, now we've got a community. When we got somebody who's on the fence or just needs to talk, we've got a forum for them to talk. We got guys that will literally pick up the phone and stay 2 and 3 hours on the phone with you until you feel better. Mm-hmm. Or they'll meet you at the ramp and take you out and you have that conversation out on the water while you're catching fish. And so, and then of course it kind of takes them off of what's wrong with them and puts them in a situation where they can help people like Folds of Honor. And a lot of times you find out you can work through your own problems by helping somebody else with their problem or their mission, what they're trying to do. And so that's kind of what Army Bass Anglers is, to try to put it on a piece of paper and make it tangible. Bullets is really difficult to do when you're creating opportunities for them, like piloting the lead boat for the Bassmaster Classic. There's no service member in the country that's ever had that opportunity until Army Bass Anglers, or for the Toyota Classic, or to fish for a national championship on the World Fishing Network. Those opportunities never existed, but they do now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to create great opportunities. And more importantly, we're going to continue to create opportunities where they can help other people and help other service members like Folds of Honor and Patriot Sporting Challenge and Heroes on the Water and Fishing for Freedom and opportunities like that. Because there's a lot of healing in helping others, you'll heal yourself.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was about more than just fish. But that's good. That's very a fun true. Part, too. You know, that's
just
a fun part,
just a great
too.
Platform. The outdoors has an awesome... I think Mother Nature knew it all along. The healing was always out there, but we always try to heal things with drugs and, you know, medication. And I think you could probably put a lot of that stuff in the trash and just get outside. Help other people, get outside, be in the outdoors. And Mother Nature just has... And God... have a great way of healing us through his great creations.
Well, an outdoorsman, everything is so early. So they're able to see this beautiful land that we live in its purest form, whether it's that early morning dew that's on the golf course, yeah, or that first light as you're getting out onto the boat. And it's, or even to sit in your deer stand and get ready for the day. So to be able to see and have that moment where you're like, this is beauty at its finest.
I mean, just spent 3 days in the blind, and just each morning I was with a buddy of mine, Rory Lane, and just sitting there whispering, watching the deer come out, waiting for your buck or deer to come out. There's just so much peace and calm in that. And the same is true that when the sun comes up in the morning and you see the dew on the water, you see
the mist coming up off of the water and the fog. It's just very healing.
Sounds like serenity. Well, you know, we're out of time. I want to thank you both for coming by. Cody Robertson is the CEO and founder of Army Bass Anglers, and you're going to be at the boat show.
Please come out to the San Antonio Boat Show, 4th through the 7th. We'll be there operating the tank. We'll have plenty of print material from Folds of Honor. We'll tell you all about it. You can bring your kids out and fish at the fish tank and create some family experiences and memories and have a great time and see all the great boats out there.
Okay, and if people want to reach you outside of the boat show, how do they do that?
You can find Army Bass Anglers on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or you can go to www.armybassanglers.com.
And Diane Nemechek, Folds of Honor, how do people find you?
Yes, ma'am. Same thing. www.foldsofhonor.org. They can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.